Yes. Can you hear me?
I can, precious. It's all yours. Glory to the King.
All things are working for my good, 'cause he's intentional, never failing. I know that all things are working for my good, 'cause he's intentional, never failing. All things are working for my good, 'cause he's intentional, never failing. I know that all things are working for my good. All things are working for my good. All things are working for my good, 'cause he's intentional, never failing. I know that all things are working for my good. All things are working for my good. I know that all things are working for my good, 'cause he's intentional, never failing. He's intentional. Oh, he's intentional, never failing. He's intentional. He's intentional, never failing. I know that all things are working for my good. All things are working for my good. I know that all things are working for my good. All things are working for my good. This is my season, for grace, for favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown. This is my season for grace, for favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown. I haven't been perfect, but I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, and I know he's able. I've got a seed in the ground that he's blessing, no more stressing. I've got a seed in the ground, and I know him, I can show him. This is my season, for grace, for favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown. This is my season for grace, for favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown. This is my season for grace, for favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown. 'Cause all things are working for my good, 'cause he's intentional, never failing. I know that all things are working for my good, yeah. 'cause he's intentional. Never failing, I know that all things are working for my good, yeah, yeah, 'cause he's intentional. Never failing, he's intentional. Yeah, he's intentional. Never failing. This is my season for grace, for favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown. 'Cause everything is working together for my good. 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 This is my season for grace, for favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown. This is my season for grace, for favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown. All things are working for my good. All things are working for my good. I know that all things are working for my good. All things are working for my good. And I don't have to worry 'cause it's working for me. It's working for me. It's working for me. I don't have to worry 'cause it's working for me. It's working for me. It's working for me. I don't have to worry 'cause it's working for me. It's working for me. It's working for me. All things are working for my good. All things are working for my good. I know that all things are working for my good. All things are working for my good. 'Cause he's intentional. He's intentional. Never failing, he's intentional. He's intentional, never failing. This is my season for grace, for favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown. This is my season for grace, for favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown. At this moment, I'm going to turn it over to the host. Host, are you there? Host, are you there?
Minister Janice, you need to unmute yourself. Good morning, everyone. Awesome.
Sorry, you can hear me now?
Yes, loud and clear.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, sorry. I forgot to unmute. Good morning. Thank you, Psalmist Kaylin, for your time of worship and song. Thank you for those words that fed our souls and our hearts. Thank you, Minister Robin, for seating and greeting us and starting us off this morning here on the Master's Call with such a joy in your voice and just such a warm feeling that you gave us as you greeted us. I am Minister Janice Robinson, and I wish you all the warmest of kingdom greetings. On October 25th, 2010, our co-founders, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, founded the Master's Call with the scriptural reference of Psalm 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Our website, themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net. Here all messages have been archived as well as the speaker's bios. Our theme for the year 2022 is, in 2022, God is requiring immediate obedience in all he instructs us to do. For with immediate obedience, we will continually experience restoration, divine protection, creative miracles, and strategic breakthroughs. If you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, as a greeter, such as Minister Robin was, as a psalmist, such as Minister Kaylin was, as a host, such as myself, or you have a word to share from the Lord, if you have a prayer request or a praise report, please submit your information to info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. Dr. Vanessa will contact you. On Fridays, we take your prayer requests and praise reports live in the second half of the call. We invite you to join us. Now, you may be wondering what brought us together. Well, it was the phenomenal company first called Artists International, established by the Diaz de Limon family over 30 years ago. We are now called Artist Life. The morning motivational call is held immediately following this call, Monday through Friday, and is led by a group of dynamic leaders giving us vital information on the benefits of our wonderful Artist Life products. Today is Wednesday, so it's Awareness Wednesday. Our hosts and hostess are Diamond Presidents Victoria and Reggie Flanagan, and our topic for this Wednesday is prostate cancer in celebration of Men's Health Month. So if you have any men, you need to invite them to this call. And you can reach that call by dialing 667-770-1525. I repeat, 667-770-1525, with the PIN number being 294-617-POUND, 294-617-POUND. To avoid any charges, the bypass number is 716-293-9707, 716-293-9707. Now, I am going to introduce the speaker, and after I introduce the speaker and pray, the next voice you hear will be none other than our anointed mouthpiece for this morning, Minister Prophet Kai. Prophet Kai is someone who brings us rich, rich word when she comes before us. And so we know that she has been in the series, and we are being blessed by that series. So I look forward with anticipation to what it is that the Lord has told her to bring to us today. We know her to be a resident of San Antonio, Texas, and to also be someone that is passionate about the word and who has started a Christian nonprofit ministry that is aimed at meeting the needs of her surrounding community, mind, body, and spirit. We also know that she is a published author, and her first book was entitled When God Bursts the Ministry. Now, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning first, thanking you, Lord, for the breath of life that you have allowed to flow through our bodies once again, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for what is going to go forth this morning, Lord. We thank you for the word that we're going to hear. May it speak to our hearts and strengthen us, Lord, in our walk with you, Lord. We ask you to bless the bringer of that word, Lord, that you allow her to bring forth those things that you have given her to bring to us, Lord. We ask you to strengthen her, to embolden her, Lord, as only you can. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you so much, Minister Janice, for hosting us with such Jesus joy. We are so appreciative of all that you do for us here on the Master's Call. And, of course, we want to honor the two amazing and dynamic women of God whose yes is why we can be here each Monday through Friday, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. Pricola Roberts. And, of course, we give all praise, all glory, all honor to our Daddy God, to our big brother Jesus Christ, and to the Holy Spirit, the awesome Trinity they are. And, of course, to our TMC family, we thank you for joining us here on the Master's Call. We are going to get right back into the Word. We are in the midst of the series, Count It All Joy, Understanding the Assignment. The assignment is holiness. So we were in the midst of the assignment and talking about, we started with the definition. We're going to have a really quick recap of what we talked about on Monday. And the definition of holy is exalted or worthy of complete devotion as one perfect in goodness and righteousness, devoted entirely to the deity or the work of God. And important, devoted to the work of God, and that was the definition from the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. But we also had two biblical definitions, one coming from the Old Testament, which is the word Gadesh, which means apartness, sacredness, or separateness, showing that God is altogether holy, sacred, set apart, or separate from his creation. And that's the Hebrew word, which is Gadesh, which means apartness, sacredness, or separateness, showing that God is altogether holy, sacred, or set apart from his creation. The Greek word, which is the New Testament word, which is hagios, and means much the same of that word from the Old Testament, Gadesh, which means pure, morally blameless, or set apart for God's holy use. So those were the definitions that we came up with. And we talked about some of the things like the holiness of God and how that is sometimes a difficult attribute to explain. And we talked about 2 Corinthians 5 and 21, which means for our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin so that in him we might become the righteousness of God, so that we might be set back into our rightful place, which God created us to be in Exodus 33 and 20. So because Jesus came down from heaven and bore our sin and took on that sin for us, we were restored to our rightful relationship with God. and thus we can go boldly before the throne of grace and receive mercy. We can walk hand in hand with God every day. We were restored to that relationship where we can be in his presence, where we have the right to be called sons and daughters because we are now returned to that relationship because of one act. Because Jesus thought it not robbery to come down from his place in heaven, from the right hand of God, and restore us to relationship with him, because he loved us enough that he decided not to be served, but to serve, and to become a ransom for us all. So the request that we become holy because he, the Lord our God, is holy, is our reasonable service. So that was another scripture, Romans 12 and 1, that we talked about in our last time together. So the command of the Bible teaches us that we are to be holy. Peter writes, as obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, since it is written, you shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. And that is in 1 Peter 1:14 through 16. So be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. So it's not a request. He is not asking us. It is a command that is given to us. Now, you have a choice because God has given us free will. You can choose, because he tells us, choose you this day whom you will serve. He gives us the option. It's not a good choice. It's not the right choice. It's not the wise choice, but God always gives us an option. And when he tells us, choose you this day whom you will serve, he gives us the choice to make a bad choice. He didn't say it was a good choice, but he gives us the option. So we have the right to choose. And, you know, God always places before us the choice, life or death. Choose life. He gives us the option. To serve him or not. Joshua 24 and 15, choose you this day whom you will serve. Choose. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. But we have the option to be holy. Because I, the Lord your God, am holy. And you all know one of my favorite scriptures, Romans 12, 1 and 2. It is one of my favorite scriptures. And as I continue to just walk that scripture out and as I continue to just really seek God and just learn more about that scripture, because, I as I am growing in my own personal relationship, I am just, asking God to show me some things. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in the views of God's mercy, to offer your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Do not be conformed to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what is God's will, what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. See, because if we think about it, how do you get to be holy? You've got to not conform to the patterns of this world, but have your mind transformed every day. You've got to have the renewing of your mind every day to be able to walk out holiness. See,
I would even go as far, you've got to have your mind renewed minute by minute. You've got to be transformed moment by moment with by the renewing of your mind to be able to walk out this life of holiness. See, this is not something you can do on your own. You've got to allow the Holy Spirit, which rests, rules, and abides within you to do his job. See, that command to be holy is not something you can do on your own, but you've got to allow God, the Holy Spirit within you, the one who works in us, to sanctify us and make us more like God each and every day. It's a process. See, that is not something that, oh, you get saved and then it's done. See, it is a process. It happens over time. Have you ever noticed that the Spirit's name is always associated with holiness? Holy Spirit. We've got to stop and think about how God did this thing. Perhaps it's because the primary work of the Spirit of God is to help men be holy by convicting us of our sin while we're walking it out. And it brings us to confession and repentance and confession of that sin and driving us back to the cross so that we may obtain mercy of God through Christ Jesus. The Holy Spirit makes us run back to the cross. See, the Holy Spirit is there to help us walk out this thing called holiness. It's not by accident. It is the Holy Spirit. He is making us holy day by day. It is a process. And the process of preparation is us submitting to the Holy Spirit. And it takes a daily walk with God to stay focused on that process. And yes, we will all fall short and we will all miss it. But when we allow the Holy Spirit to have his place. See, the Trinity all has its part to do if we allow the Trinity to have its way. It's not a mistake that God sent the Holy Spirit when Jesus went back to be at his right hand to petition for us as we continue to make mistakes. As we continue to work out the process with the Holy Spirit resting, ruling, and abiding in us and teaching us day by day to be more like Jesus. As the process was working out that Romans 12, 1 and 2. As the Holy Spirit was teaching us to live Romans 12, 1 and 2 so that we could become more holy because the Lord our God is holy. Count it all joy, understanding the assignment. The assignment is holiness. See, but we don't get there on our own. The Holy Spirit is working that thing out within us while we're remaining accountable to our brothers and sisters in Christ. See, that accountability piece, that horizontal of the cross with our brothers and sisters is important as well. Confessing our sins to one another and keeping each other accountable. Now make sure your accountability partner is also walking out their Romans 12, 1 and 2. Because if they are not, they're not going to be helpful in keeping you accountable. But you also have to make sure that you've got a holy mentor as well. Because not only do you need that side-to-side accountability, but you also need a mentor in your life that can keep you accountable. Someone who is walking ahead of you in holiness. And not everybody is there. So when you look, it's funny. It's funny, and sometimes I have to laugh out loud when, you know, sometimes you see these little things on Facebook, and it's funny because I did one of those little, you know, meme things on Facebook, and it says, I've learned to be careful with whom I trust because salt and sugar look the same. And I just had to laugh and laugh out loud at that one because you have to be careful. And you have to seek God and that was one of the things that he gave me the other day. He said investing and trusting people is not about trusting the person, it's about trusting the God in them. So we are trusting God when we are investing in those, in people. And I had to say, oh me, oh my, cuz I am, okay Lord, a real quick transparent moment. I will cut a person off in a heartbeat and be done and walk away and can love you from a distance and be cool. But God said, that's not always what I've called you to do. So you trust me and I'll deal with them. And so when we do that, we have to trust the God in them to work it out. And it's not about what we think or what we want or what we desire, but it's about what God says in that moment. So we have to remain holy in that relationship, thank you, Lord, in spite of what they may do. We've got to walk out our holiness and our part. Okay. So no matter what it is or looks like, we have to be true. Now, I'm going to say this, and I know people may be drawn back. Holiness is not the way to Jesus. Jesus is the way to holiness. We can't get to holy by our best effort. It takes the power of the Holy Spirit to make the children of God live holy lives. I'm going to say that again. Holiness is not the way to Jesus. Jesus is the way to holiness. We can't get holy by our best effort. It takes the power of the Holy Spirit to make the children of God live holy lives. See, it takes submitting to the process. It takes transformation and renewing of the mind to get us to live holy. We are told, go out in the midst of her, my people. Let everyone save his life from the fierce anger of the Lord. Jeremiah 51 and 45, just as we are told in the New Testament by the Apostle John, who heard the voice of God from heaven, come out of her, my people, let you take part in her sin, lest you share in her plagues, Revelation 18 and 4, which Apostle Paul writes to the church of Corinth, therefore go out from their midst, and be separate from them, says the Lord, and touch no unclean thing, then I will welcome you. We are holy. We are not holy by nature, but wicked, evil, and our hearts can deceive us. So we have to separate ourselves and receive the Holy Spirit and be cleansed of unrighteousness. See, we aren't holy, but because our relationship with Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, that is where our holiness comes from. We have to remember it is not us, but because of our relationship and our restoration that we have become holy. See, when we count it all joy and we understand the assignment and know that that assignment is holiness, and we seek the Holy Spirit, and we submit to that Romans 12, 1 and 2, and we get it and we understand that our holiness is not the way to Jesus, but Jesus is the way to holiness, and we surrender to the process, and we work out our Romans 12, 1 and 2, and we count it all joy as we work through that process, we can then understand the assignment and know that the assignment is holiness. Then and only then can we truly get to where we need to be, and that is being holy, because I, the Lord your God, am holy. Don't miss that part where we have to be what he is, and that is holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service. See, Jesus did the unreasonable simply asking for us to be reasonable and then told us how to do it in Romans 12, 1 and 2. Will you choose to accept the assignment? Count it all joy, understanding the assignment. The assignment is holiness. Back to you, Minister Janice.
Thank you, Prophet Kai. And you, we will ask you to come back and give us the benediction after we pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you. We ask for comfort for those who mourn, Lord. We ask for healing for those who are sick, Lord. We ask for strength for those who are weak. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. To hear the playback of this message, dial 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085 with the PIN 957-677#. We also invite you to join the morning motivational call, which is 667-770-1525, and the PIN is 294-617. Thank you, Psalmist Kaylin, for our time of worship and song. Thank you, Minister Robin, for greeting and seating our guests as they came on the line. Thank you, Prophet Kai, for that powerful message this morning. Will you please come back now and close this call with the benediction?
Thank you, Minister Janice, for hosting us with such Jesus joy. And, of course, to the two amazing and dynamic women of God, we just love you both to life, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we thank you. Thank you for being that perfect example of holiness. Father, we just want to make sure that we continue to walk out your Romans 12, 1 and 2, and that we continue to seek you first and just continue to seek your kingdom and your righteousness, Lord. Father, as we leave this call, but never ever your presence, we ask you to be the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. Lord, we want to be more like Jesus each and every day and to continue to be holy because you, the Lord, our God, are holy. Father, we desire nothing more but to be more like you each and every day and to seek your wisdom and your guidance and to know you more and more each day. Lord, we love you. We desire more of you and to be in your perfect will for our lives. So, Lord, we seal it in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We say amen, Amen and amen. My TNC family, we love you to life. We ask you to continue to join us each and every day and to go out and to be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace.